Hi listeners, it's Steve from MacCorp and we're here to do a podcast today with Amanda Buckingham of Warradar Resources, ASX code WA8, and mostly to talk about the recent announcement with the Golden Range project and in particular the Ricardo deposit with good grades and good intersect as well. So welcome Amanda and thanks for your time.
Steve, great to be speaking to you again.
Well, firstly, let's talk about that exciting announcement with a 4.78 gram per tonne hit on a 20-metre intersect.
Yeah, look, we were really happy to get that out. Ricardo is our main resource. We drilled it earlier last year and extended it, but these the 20 metres at 4.8 is what we delivered from our December drilling, and it sets the bar at what we believe we can do this year with that resource.
Yeah, well, as I said, great grades and relatively shallow with 148 metres, so great results.
Yeah, thank you. And we'll be back out there, drilling Ricardo in the short term.
Well, that just on the Ricardo, does that come from Daniel?
It does. I let the team have a bit of fun with that, and why not? He's been doing pretty well, and actually maybe we'll work in parallel with the F1. When's that starting? March?
Yeah, early March, 2nd or 3rd of March. So, yeah, that sounds like it's a good omen.
That's right. I think it's a great omen. We'll get out there in parallel and get some great results.
Well, just further with the Golden Range and obviously the Fields project, Fields Find project as well. As listeners would or may not be aware, you've got close to 1 million ounces there already, which when you calculate that with the gold, today's gold price, you've got close to $2 billion worth of gold with a 20 million market cap. That sort of doesn't make sense to me.
No, look, it doesn't make sense to me either. I think the only way you can look at that is that we are an incredible opportunity at the moment. We've got in Australia just under 1 million ounces, 5 hours drive north of Perth, in the middle of the Murchison, surrounded by some really successful mining companies, and we plan to get out there and keep drilling and add more mineable ounces. So it really is an incredible opportunity, and we can just focus on the drilling and delivering those results.
And building the resource. Now, from memory, you mentioned previous you got a 25-kilometre golden corridor, as you call it.
Yeah, that's right. Most of the gold, even though, the 1 million ounces is spread out, most of it sits in that golden corridor. I think, about 750,000 ounces, and that's a 25-kilometre-long corridor, all on permitted mining leases, all the gold on a main shear or a splay off the shear. So we really have a good understanding of what's there, where to drill for more gold. And the whole area, it used to be mined for the shallow oxide gold, so nobody really looked in the fresh rock zone. So it's a really clear, uncomplicated opportunity.
Sounds exciting. And again, when are you looking at doing more drilling there?
We would like to get the rig out at the end of this quarter or early next. But we've also got some results from, drilling that we did in December that were yet to release. So there's a lot of planning and geologists busy, working out exactly where to put these holes at the moment. So we'd love to get the rig on site as soon as possible.
That never stops.
Yeah, exactly, in a perfect world.
And just lastly, why should listeners sort of consider Warradar? I mean, obviously we've given some thought and some reasons why already in this podcast, but do you want to add to that?
Yeah, I think the Warradar story is simple in a good way. It's uncomplicated. It's a gold story. We've got an existing resource on one main shear, permitted mining leases. There's no complications in terms of getting into development. And we understand now, having drilled last year, we understand where to go for more high-grade mineable ounces. So this year we'll be busy, and I do believe it's an incredible opportunity for investors.
Can I ask one question? You mentioned the simplicity of it. Does that help with the CapEx if and when you go into mining?
Oh, look, absolutely. I mean, I like simple. I like to be able to explain to investors what the opportunity is. And in terms of CapEx later, you know, we're surrounded by producing mines who all, they all have hungry mills. You know, we,
so no there need are, to reinvent the wheel and build a plan.
That's true. I mean, we own a plan as well. We could upgrade it, but we have no plans to spend money on, you know, expensive capex if we can just truck to our neighbour. So, yeah, there's all sorts of very interesting options. Conversations going on. Yeah, and options. That's right. But ultimately, we need to focus on finding more high-grade mineable ounces, and that gives us all sorts of options in the medium term.
Excellent. And final question for you, finance. How's that sort of looking over the next sort of 12 months?
Yeah, look, I think we're always keeping an eye on the bank balance and what the appropriate time is to bring more funds in. So right now we're just planning our drilling, but of course, you know, whenever the time is right, we will bring more funds into the company, but, you know, minimise dilution as much as possible. So, yeah, drilling and, of course, raising money at the appropriate time.
Excellent. Look, Amanda, I've been following your story. It's getting more and more exciting. You know, you can getting good hits consistently, and look forward to the next results coming out in the near future.
Thanks, Steve. I look forward to updating investors when we've got more results. And yeah, it is an exciting story. And thanks for the chat. I always enjoy speaking with you.
No, likewise. Always enjoy talking to you too. And one final thing, you're attending the IRU event next week, the Explorers event.
We have a poster booth somewhere. I don't actually know the booth number, but we would love people to come and say hello to us, please. I really enjoy talking to people about the Warriedar story one-on-one, so please come to the RIU conference and find us. We're very keen to that.
I can hear your passion, so I wish I was attending myself, but I'm not in the country at the moment. But I'm sure any listeners attending the event, please go and have a chat with Amanda.
Thanks, Steve.
Excellent. Thanks, and have a great weekend. Thanks for your time, Amanda.
You too. Speak soon. Bye.
Bye. Bye-bye.